going to go ahead and get started for the sake of time. I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I say that every Sunday because that's the truth, that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the one that allowed us to all rise this morning, and he brought us together to hear his word. And so I pray his blessings be upon each set of ears that will hear God's word this morning. Deaconess Freeman, if you would lead us in prayer.
Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for another day to serve you. We ask that you let your peace surround us this morning, dear Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And that you bless each member of the Word of God Church and the Julius C. Freeman Senior Outreach Ministry and our families, Father. Continue to give us the courage, Father, the strength and the confidence to do whatever is necessary to spread the good news and to bring honor and glory to your name.
Yes.
Father, continue to guide our thoughts and our words and our actions and help us to do your will and faithfully serve you. And Father, allow us to be truthful and just in all our dealings and to remember that if you want to have peace, that if we want to have peace in our lives, we have to remain focused on you.
Yes.
Father, Father, thank you for your peace this morning. Thank you for your presence. Lord, you have commanded us to pray and ask for what we need. Just like a parent, Lord Jesus, you are waiting to solve our problems and to give us the answers that we are seeking.
Mm.
Help us to remember that when we ask you for help, Father, it shows our faith in you and your word.
Yes.
You say in Matthew 7:7-8, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Lord Jesus, if we truthfully seek the answers to our problems, we will find it. For the answers are simple for you.
Mm.
You say in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not.
Mm.
Lord, you gave us one condition. We must come to you in prayer and in faith and ask for the answers that we are seeking. Your son, Jesus Christ, said that men are always to pray.
Yes.
Luke 18:1, and that the way to receive things from you is to ask in prayer. Your word reminds us, Father, that we have not because we ask not.
Well.
James 4:2. Lord, when we pray, let's remember that our prayers may not be answered if it changes your order,
mm-hmm.
if we are disobedient, if our prayers prompt by selfish personal motives,
well,
if we do not seek faith, if we do not have faith, if we do not confess our known sins,
mm-hmm.
if our prayer is contrary to your will, if we do not forgive others, if we do not seek you with all our heart, if we babble and jabble when we pray,
well,
if we do not love each other, if we are not thankful for what we have, if we are serving other gods such as money and the things of this world, if we are a friend of the world, if we ask you for things with the wrong motives, if we do not serve you faithfully with all our heart, if we pray to be seen by men, if we are proud and boastful, if we are not humble, if we do not keep your commandments, if we do not do what pleases you, if our heart is bitter and captive to sin, if we turn a deaf ear to you, if our tongue mutters wicked things,
well,
and if we do not do your will, Father, dear Father, help us to remember that prayer is not a religious ritual. It is an open, living, loving dialogue with you. Thank you, Father, for your broad shoulders.
Thank you.
For they can carry all our burdens. And all our trials. Thank you, Holy Father.
Thank you.
Holy mm-hmm. Father, we pray that you can continue to bless Bishop Cuff with wisdom and knowledge. Lord Jesus, because he will encounter many challenges because of his love for you, we ask that you continue to anoint him, yeah. guide him, and protect him as he goes about to do your work. Bless his wife, dear Father,
bless
and
Lord.
Thank you for giving her a kind heart, yeah. a loving, gentle spirit.
Amen.
Lord, fill her with your grace and your peace. Lord, we pray that you continue to bless both Bishop Cuff and his wife, Sister Cuff, as they continue to spread the good news. We pray for our soldiers this morning as they be a constant companion and their strength as they go about their duties. Grant them, Father, strength and wisdom and help through your power and your abiding love. Lord Jesus, this morning we wish to thank you for opening our spiritual eyes to see deception and lies of the enemy. We are so grateful, Father, for the armor and the weapons that you have given us to protect ourselves against the enemy, lest we become victims of his evil plots. We thank you for empowering us, Father, to take a bold stand against him and all his schemes. And Lord, this morning we ask for forgiveness for those who have hurt us or for those who have used us. Precious Lord, your word tells us not to harbor any bitterness nor resentment toward them, because we have been redeemed out of the enemy's hand through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. Holy Father, thank you for caring for us, as no one else can, for you know our needs better than we do. Although we cannot see past today, you can tell us, you can see all our tomorrows, and only you, Father, know where the end will be. But Lord Jesus, we have no reason to be afraid of the tomorrows or anything, because you are in control. You promised, Father, that you would never leave us, and we stand on all your promises.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen again. Like the old preacher say, amen again.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. I heard two or three people come in. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, and we welcome you in that spirit. This morning, we're in the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 17 through 19. I hear somebody that I think is on the cell phone. You can hit star 6 to block out that interference noise. Star 6. Again, our text is in chapter Hebrews chapter 3, verse 17 through 19. I'll be reading it to you out of the Message Bible, and as I go through the sermon, I'll be switching back and forth between translations. I like the Hebrew translation, the Message Bible, because it makes this point, like many points it makes, very plain. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Again, the title is Harden Not Your Heart. That's why the Holy Spirit says today, please listen. Don't turn a deaf ear as in the bitter uprising, that time of wilderness testing. Even though they watched me at work for 40 years, your ancestors refused to let me do it my way. Over and over they tried my patience, and I was provoked, oh, so provoked. I said, they'll never keep their minds on God. They refuse to walk down my road. Someone, if you happen to be on a cell phone, then it has to be the last one or two people that came in. Okay, I didn't want you to leave us, but all right, well, let's pray for whoever that was that dropped off. Back on verse 11. Esperated, I vote. They will never get where they're going, never be able to sit down and rest. By the way, that's a key point. If we don't have God's rest upon us, we're in trouble. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So watch your steps, friends. Make sure there's no evil unbelief lying around that will trip you up and throw you off course, diverting you from the living God. For as long as it's still God's today, keep each other on your toes, so sin does not slow down your reflexes. If we can only keep our grip on the sure thing we started out with, we're in the with Christ for the long haul. These words keep ringing in your ears. Today, please listen. Don't turn a deaf ear as the bitter uprising. For who were the people who turned a deaf ear? Were they the very one Moses led out of Egypt? And who was God provoked for 40 years? Was it those who turned a deaf ear and ended up a corpse in the wilderness? And when he swore they would never get there, they were where they were going, wasn't he talking to the ones who had turned a deaf ear? Verse 19, they never got there because they never listened and never believed. Powerful words that the writer of Hebrews, and by the way, we don't know who the writer of Hebrews was. I mean, it could have been any number of people, and I don't want to get too far into that. But whoever it was, they were speaking a reality that we today face. And just in case you're not aware of what was going on there, we're talking about the people who left Pharaoh's country, the people that the Exodus talks about, the Israelites and the Egyptians. And the end result was that Pharaoh told them to get out of his country, and that was after they had been in bondage for 430 years. You can go into Exodus chapter 12, verse 29 and 30, and I'll give you other texts that will help you. But to make a long story short, there were 600 men on foot, plus women and children, which amounted to 1,500 souls that were, and their livestock and everything that they possessed, by the way. Exodus chapter 12, verse 37, 41, and 51. When they left Israel, church, they left there with an upright, proud spirit because they were getting from underneath the bondage that they had been in for 450 years. I've often read this and other scriptures that remind me of the plight of the African American and other Native people who were in bondage, and God saw fit to free them of bondage. And the end result was that they were not grateful and appreciative, and that's why we've got the problems we get in this country today, is that when God frees you of something, you must be thankful and grateful and be humble in your approach to life and not be murmuring and complaining and always looking for shortcuts.
Amen.
Somebody
amen.
Should be able to say amen.
Amen.
Because there is no shortcuts in the kingdom. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen.
And so when they left the Egyptian land and went out into the promised land, they made some drastic mistakes. They started off good. They were glad to get free. And you know how it is. You know, we start off good, and then out of the blue, trouble starts. And that's the crux of what I want to bring to you this morning, is that just like the Israelites ran into trouble in that desert, we are now running into trouble, trouble that none of us have seen before, and none of us know what the outcome will be. And so what happens, church, is that the same thing that the Egyptians, the Israelites did in that desert, we are prone to do today. And that is turn from the God that brought us thus far by faith, and allow ourselves to be distracted by the conditions that we find ourselves in today. And unfortunately, I believe before this is all over, you will and I will be in that wilderness experience. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
No man knows what we look in front of us. No nation knows. This is not an American problem. This is a global problem. And there's never been a global depression that took in every nation. The Japanese has had one, as those who know, back in the 90 period. They went through three different ones, and they tried stimulus packets, and none of them worked. You can go all over the world and see that nations will fall, and most of them fall because they are ungodly. The Romans fell. The British fell. No nation gets away with ungodliness.
Amen.
You will fall. And so when I say we don't know what's coming, I'm basing that on my knowledge of the word, that the Israelites were a good example. God freed them. He let them go out into a promised land, and when they got there, they did everything but what God had directed them to do. They took their idols with them. Instead of leaving them out of their bags, they took their fatted cows and all of the things that they wanted to worship. And then they got ticked off out there at Moses and said, well, you know, why did you ever bring us out here?
Amen.
And we face the same problem today.
Amen.
These people are starting to lose their jobs, and instead of them trusting the Lord, like I know Brother Lance is doing, we start drinking. And you know, his life is funny, church. You know, when you get out of tilter, when you get out of balance, you have to be more careful than when you are in balance. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Because that's when the devil sneaks up on you.
Amen.
They're not bothering me, Sister Candy. In fact, watchdogs are good to have around. I have this sneaky suspicion that yours are little. My son's got a big, loud one. But anyway, let me get back on my text here this morning. One of the problems that we all face, like the Israelites did, is that when trouble comes, we have a tendency to take our eyes off of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, y'all come on with me. You know, when I was at the church that I was licensed through, I was always amazed that when a family lost a loved one, you wouldn't see him in church for weeks. Oh, come on, somebody.
Amen.
But that's the time you're supposed to stay in church. You don't, when you have adversities in your life, you must stay close to Christ. But I can give you some facts that are happening now. Everything's going down, but liquor sales going up. Beer sales are going through the roof. You see, what happens is instead of those who believe in Christ trust him, they start trusting themselves. And when you trust yourselves, you're going down a pathway just like the Israelites did that will lead you into a pit. And if you don't watch it, you will not fall off the cliff and you can't get back up. Oh, somebody can say amen.
Amen.
I was first retired from the military. I was blessed to have a job as the administrator of a substance abuse program. And one of the things that I learned that I didn't know in the Army is that when you fall off the cliff, a lot of times you've been set up. In fact, not a lot of times, most of the times. Oh, y'all going to have to let me work with this morning. You see, the first thing we do is make the mistake to figure that drinking and crowding around, and you know how it goes. You know, I'm depressed. I don't got no job. My self-esteem is gone. So I'm going to go out here and sleep with Mary, and Mary going to make me feel better. Until you get finished with Mary, and then you find out a month or two later you're starting to lose weight. And you can't figure it out. And then 6 months later, you done lost all your hair. And then you go to the doctor, and they say you got AIDS. So you ain't got rid of a problem. You just magnified the problem.
Amen.
When all you had to do is turn to the Lord, keep your mind stayed on him, and he said he'll give you perfect peace.
Amen.
In the midst of storms. He'll never let you down.
Amen.
But see, during that wilderness time, we got to make sure that we don't do like the Israelites did. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
You got to stand firm, flat-footed on God's word, and you can't do that by just hearing it on Sunday and coming on Bible study on Wednesday.
Amen.
You got to walk up right before God every day, every hour, every minute.
Amen.
You must make him the center point of your life.
Yes.
And if you do, I don't care if 10,000 fall at your
feet.
Amen.
My Bible says that he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. And you'll never see the righteous children begging bread.
Amen.
No righteous child will suffer when we're out in the wilderness that we're getting ready to go into.
Amen.
So all we got to do is stop following the wilderness, people, and trust the Lord.
Yes.
He's got our back. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
He's always had our back. He brought us from darkness into his marvelous light. Do you think he's not going to take care of you when you're going through a storm? He lets you go through a storm so that you know that he's the Alpha and the Omega, and he's the beginning and the end, and he has all power in his unchanging hand, and no weapon forged against you shall prosper, no tongue that rises up against you. I don't care what happens. He said he'll be with you. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And what do? We do like they did in back of Noah's day. We start murmuring. Yeah. I was going to pay the rent. You know the gospel song sing all that foolishness. I know how we're going to pay the rent. We're going to trust the Lord that he supplies all our needs according to his riches and glory.
Amen.
And, oh, yeah, we might have to get rid of the things that we want.
Amen.
And deal with the things that we need. Come on, can I get a witness?
Amen.
And I don't have no problem with what's going on. You don't need no bailout. You need a Christ house.
Amen.
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 You put the Lord in front of your life, you'll make it, I tell you, church.
Yes.
Amen.
So we have to understand that God never has left his people.
Amen.
People
Amen.
Have a tendency to turn from the living God and trust their own minds, even after he brought them out of the wilderness.
Amen.
This morning, this text is telling us some things that we got to make sure that we understand as that little flock of Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
A text tells us that not only do we have to understand this, we got to help each other. And you can't help each other when you're not in fellowship. So I look around
Amen.
Here locally, there are people missing from this flock. They've been missing for week after week after week, and you and I must pray for them. Listen at me. Your mission is to make sure that no one falls off the cliff at Word of God Church. Can I get a witness?
Amen. Amen.
We must stand by each other, and when need be, we got to help one another. And one of the problems that we find today is that everybody is for themselves, and as this wilderness keeps increasing, it's going to get worse.
Amen.
I don't know if you noticed it, but you ride down the street and the end times scenario is all around you. People riding down a road at 50 miles an hour text messaging. I mean, anybody with good sense know that's crazy. That's not a guide. You put everybody on the highway in jeopardy because you want to text some dumb message to some dummy that's waiting to get it on the other side.
Amen.
I don't mean no harm, and then if you're a text freak, then I text the scriptures.
Amen.
Somebody give them a word.
Amen.
And did you hear what happened last night? I don't care what happened last night. Put the text down and drive the car.
Amen.
I mean, you can look all around you, people jumping in front of each other, driving on the highway, and then all this other foolishness. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus, and he said you'll have perfect peace. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
One of the things that we find out in this wilderness is that there were some things that were said, and those things came out of Psalm 95, 7 through 11. Listen to what they said. And how this works, church, is that the ministers and preachers back during that time, they would always read this before they started their sermon. It was always framed in their thoughts to lay this out that I'm about to read to you, which comes out of where our text has picked it up in Hebrews. But it comes from Psalm 95, 7 through 11. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care, hallelujah. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in Meribah, and as you did in hold on a minute, I got it. I ain't feeling too good this morning. I'm working a little slow. Macy, which, by the way, is an alarm company, has got that name. In the desert, verse 9, you where your fathers tested and tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years I was angry with this generation, and I said, they are a people whose hearts are astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declare on the oath of my anger, they shall never enter my rest.
Amen.
Church, we need to be that. Maybe I need to read that to you. You and I must have to understand that we cannot harden our hearts. We cannot turn from God into our own self. We cannot turn from God's word and just walk the way we want to walk.
Amen.
Because we're in the wilderness. We must stay focused on God. Stay focused on his son and stay focused on his word. And not only are we to hear it, we got to be doers of it. When we in trouble, church, is when we got to do it even more.
Amen.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So just like the Jews that were out in that wilderness land, another interesting point, so you make no mistake about it, when you don't do what God tells you to do, you pay the consequences. Out of 1,500 people, after 40 years, only two who were over 40 came out of that wilderness. The rest of them are still there. Their bones are still there. Listen at me closely. Do not harden your hearts as times get worse. You see, people stop coming to church, and, you know, the devil makes you have excuses. He sets you up, and then you got to watch people that you're around when you get into hard times. You know, the devil loves company. You know what I'm saying? Misery loves company.
Amen.
Oh, you lost your job. I lost mine, too. Let's go on down to the pub and catch happy hour.
Amen.
Amen.
You and I have to stay away from people who are not staying focused on God. And sometimes it's the same people you know up in church. And you got to keep your attitude in the Beatitudes. I got a relative that lost her job, and she was evil before she lost it, and she's evil now. And never got a kind word to say. Face always frowned up, looking like one of those cartoon people that my grandson watches, SpongeBob or one of them characters. She fit right in there. There is no kind words that comes out of her mouth. She's never happy. There's always something wrong. I submit to you day to day that you and I must always look for the good. It's not all bad in every day, because it's the day the Lord has made, and he said you ought to rejoice and be glad that it is. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
I don't care if you don't have a piece of bread. If you're like me, you're better off with it, without it.
Amen.
Sitting up here, my blood pressure's up, my feet are swollen. Oh, man, let me tell you something else. Young people, cherish your youth. Don't squander it.
Amen.
One day you get old, and then this pain and ringing in the ears, and if it ain't one thing, eye twitching. But I'm a hold on to Jesus. Can I get away?
Amen.
I don't care what I'm going up. Right here, purple right now. It can hurt. As long as God gives me the ability to deal with the pain, I'm going to give him glory and honor and praise his holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
God knows how much pain we can bear.
Amen.
He knows how much suffering we can take.
Yes.
And if we trust him and that he directs our path, that's what he does. He didn't say it would be a path that didn't have crookedness in it. He said he'll straighten it out.
Yes.
Amen.
On his time, not on our time. So we must understand, church, that on this Sabbath day, that we must be the people who sheds a light in an otherwise darkened world. When things get rough, you and I have to be able to help those who cannot see. And a lot of times it'll be your own family members. We've gotten so accustomed to having materialism that now we're getting ready to go back to neck bones and pig feet.
Amen.
Amen.
You go in the store. Every time I go in a grocery store, can't nobody buy a chicken no more? And steaks, you can forget it. I was standing at the counter the other day, and there was some older white sisters and I standing there, and everybody getting ready to fight over the manager's discount.
Yes.
Sitting up there getting a little green in it. One lady, she just hugged. She had her arms wide out. She just going through each pack. And I'm saying, look, now, I want that piece of beef, so you might as well go and let it up. So finally, she looked up and saw how big I was, and she said, oh, you waiting here? I said, no, I was waiting for a bus. Is this not the bus stop?
Oh, my goodness.
No, I didn't say that. But I wanted to.
Yeah.
And then she told me, well, aren't you glad that I put that piece of meat back so that you can get it? We ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, people trying to survive. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
People trying to make it. And when people get like this, they get crazy. But I'm stopping by to tell you, you keep your mind on Jesus. Keep smiling. Keep looking to heaven, and his peace will rest upon you.
Amen.
Don't you let this world get the better of you like they did in that wilderness experience. Our Lord is always with us 24/7. And you and I must always be with him. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You can't be chucking and jiving with the spirit now. Nor have you ever been able to. You and I must stay close to Christ. Today, if you hear his voice, and I submit to you that we must always hear his voice. And how do you hear it? Stay in the word.
Amen.
Keep reading the Bible.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I'm speaking what I know. I initially written a sermon from the first six verses. And as I kept reading and kept reading, God spoke clear. No, you're in the wrong place. You got to drop down. You're in the wrong place. And I'm not concerned about how you done sit up there and wrote it all out. Tear it up and start over again.
Mm-hmm.
I've been serving him long enough to know that when he speaks, he speaks.
Amen.
And I submit to you, if you stay in his word, you'll hear him every time he talks to you.
Yes, he will.
He'll send it to you. He might send an angel or a messenger, but you're going to hear him. If you don't stay in your word, you'll not hear him. You'll hear that other one, that evil one, that one that told Eve, did he really say not to eat from the son of the tree? Do you really have to go home tonight, or are you going to go get a hit with the boys? You got to watch what spirit you listen at.
Yes.
It'll take you down, and when you get down, you can't get back up. And then you have people will tell you, I told you so.
Amen.
And by the way, for the men on this call, you trust your wife. God gave her to you as a helpmate.
Amen.
I remember many times that when I was young and thought I knew everything, that you don't know what you're talking about. But so I'm going to tell you how God works is he gives you wisdom and knowledge.
Yeah.
My wife, all she has to do is tell me once now for the most part, maybe twice, all depends on what time of day it is. But I'm going to listen to Connie. Connie used to tell me when I was in the military running clubs, when I would shut down at night at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I would always drink me a cold beer so that I'd get home, I'd be relaxed and asleep. And she told me, Gerald, you need to stop driving home drinking a cold beer. Now, for those who heard this before, forgive me because I tell the same story because that's all I know. And sure enough, I said, just so I don't hear her mouth, let me just leave a beer on the seat.
Amen.
And I get to the gate to go out of the gate, and the MP walks over. And see, if I'd have been drinking, it would have been all over.
Yeah.
The men should be able to say amen. I mean, how many times have wives told us don't do something, we did it, and then you get in trouble? All right, Lance, thank you. Amen.
Yeah,
a couple of us can say it. I was a recruiter in New York. I can go back and give my wife credit. My wife told me, you're out there doing something illegal. You're illegal putting people in the Army. You better stop it. Oh, no, I was flying high. Y'all listen to this now. I was getting all the awards, had plaques and stuff, and oh, man. Until one day I woke up and my commander had been relieved and the sergeant major had been relieved. And then they went after the top recruiter, which was Big Ed, and called me in the office and said, we're court-martialing you.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. That was on Long Island, Levittown, New York. And then I got court-martialed. But by the grace of God, hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, church, I ain't sitting here as one that ain't been tested. My God is a good God.
Yes.
I had Jen Connie Zine, I know was praying for us.
Amen.
When I walked in the courtroom, I didn't have the speed of Jesus, but I had the prayers of saints who loved us and loved me that seated me through that.
Amen.
And I was acquitted of all the charges. Not that I wasn't guilty, but it wasn't time for them to find me guilty. Oh, y'all come on with me now.
Amen.
I'm the one that's done something wrong here that God is allowed
Amen.
Me to escape
right.
it. I was looking at 15 years plus a $10,000 fine, and my wife and children would have been stranded because it had took me to jail right up from Long Island.
Amen. Yes.
I'm going to tell you how powerful God is. I have been working a part-time job. I go to court, get court-martialed, get acquitted, and went straight to work.
Praise God.
Yeah, that was the power of God. I was supposed to be drunk somewhere. My children never knew a thing about it. Connie knew about it. And I'm telling the story because this is a good testimony. The one guy they brought back from Germany go testify that I illegally put him in. I didn't illegally put him in. It was the other guy that illegally put him in. But there was enough of them out there I could have got me on. And so one day I'm at home on a Saturday, and the doorbell rings. My wife remembers it. And some great, big, strong Italians were at the door. And they came in the house, because I knew them. And they sat down, and my wife took the kids upstairs, and they told me, in no equivocal words, what flight is this guy coming in on? And I said, I'm not sure he's coming on one of them today because the court-martial is Monday. They said, well, we'll find him, and he won't be there on Monday. And I got diarrhea real bad. I said to him, you go do what to him? He said, don't you worry about that. We don't want you to know about it, but he won't be there on Monday. Now I'm crying. Please don't do nothing to this man. I'd rather go to jail. My wife can bear witness to this. I mean, and they would look like they'd cut your throat out. But you know what? I was their buddy because I was helping the people that came in get in the military, you know, doing my little shenanigans. And so I was a super boy, and they wasn't going to let nothing happen to me. See, that's how the devil works.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it works, church. And I done been tested. I've seen how when you don't trust the Lord and put your trust in man and in your power base
Amen.
And in your money, you end up in deep kinky and there ain't no way out.
Amen.
God saved my soul.
Yes.
He had work for me to do.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love working my prison ministry. Because if it wasn't for God, I would have been in there.
Yes.
Should have been in there. Could have been in there.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
That's why I can minister to people who have been on drugs. Because it wasn't but by the grace of God that I wasn't at it.
Amen.
I smoked the little weed and that little Colombian gold. Got a nice little high. Trying to lose weight.
Amen.
I ain't gonna drink no more scotch. I'm a puff a little weed. Until one night God touched me on a highway in Long Island when it was snowing. And it was laced, and I didn't know it was laced with LSD. And I come up on a red light and just stop.
Amen.
Didn't know what was going on. Just stop. Horns blowing. I ain't hear nothing but that red amber light in my eyes. And then by the grace of God, I knew something was wrong. Walked up to a Hardee's. Drove up to a Hardee's. Get out the car. Go in line. I'm going to put my mind to work. I'm going to get some coffee. And everything I'll be back in the norm. I sat up and drank the coffee. It was spilling it all on me. Paranoid, everybody looking at me. What you looking at?
Hey.
I'm the only one been there.
Mm-mm.
It took
Amen.
Me 3 days to get my sanity back.
Amen.
I called another co-worker to come get me. He was drunk. So listen to this. An acid head and a drunk trying to coordinate where you at in the snow.
Amen.
And nobody gonna tell me God ain't good.
Yeah,
and ain't nobody Amen. Gonna tell me that what you see your brother do, you will Amen. Do also.
Amen. Amen.
So you don't make the mistake. Right. Bishop Cup was asking, no, it only happened once or twice because I learned my lesson. I'd rather be fat and in sound mind than to be skinny, high as a kite all the day.
Amen.
Y'all listen closely at me.
Mm.
God is all you need to
Amen.
Make it day by day.
Amen.
I don't care what you come up against.
Ooh.
Don't look at your circumstances. Look at your King.
Yes.
Amen. Look at your Lord and your
yes.
Savior. And he'll take you around that mountain. And if not, he'll take you over it.
Amen.
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 Keep your eyes on Jesus, I tell you.
Thank you, Father.
Don't do like they did in the wilderness. Don't look back where you came from. Look where you're going. We're on our
Amen.
Way to glory. And one day, when it's all said and done, we'll be on the other side and we'll say, hallelujah.
Yes.
I Amen. Made it over.
Yes.
Amen.
Just keep your eyes on Jesus, I tell you.
Hallelujah.
Don't let this world get you confused. All the stuff that we hear, if some of it's coming to pass. I belong to a couple of clubs online, and they talk about the surviving chaos, and I believe that that's true. I believe that you need to get a victory guard, because sooner or later we're going to be back like in the Depression, and the only food you're going to be able to get is what you grew in your backyard. I got experience of that. I lived in Philadelphia, born and raised in the city. And my mother come out of Buckingham, Virginia. And we had chickens in our backyard. Mother used to go out there once in a while and bring one's nest. Okay? Yeah, they went only out in the country. We had chickens in the city. Chickens in the city make a different noise than they do in the country. They can't go about all that foolishness because people be to shot them. So they're a little quieter. But we sure had chickens, and I'd go out and get the eggs and bring them in the house and put them in the refrigerator. Now you better not do that. You need to wash them off.
Amen.
Wash your eggs off, wash your vegetables off, wash your fruit off. Man, it just messed everything up. Pesticides on everything. You want to know why one ear is growing bigger than the other ear? Watch what you're eating. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen.
So we see again in our text that this hardening of the heart causes all kinds of problems. It caused that 1,500 people to be lost, let out, because they could not obey the master, who had took them from hard times out under Pharaoh to set them free. Again, I tell you, reminds me of what I see on the streets today. When I was a young man and came through Richmond in the military, I saw a water fountain that said colored and another one saying white. First time I saw it. Had never seen it in Philly. But by the way, don't fool yourself. Them big cities had the same problem. They just didn't have the signs up.
Amen.
Amen.
I had areas in Philadelphia I know I better not go in. And them areas still there. But I got down here and saw that. And I'm going to tell you how the mind will play tricks on you if you don't keep it on Jesus. Connie and I got stationed in Fort Benning, Georgia. And I had never been that far south. It was like I was in another world. And we walk into the cafeteria, and when I go in there, I notice there were all blacks were in one line and all whites were in the other line. And I looked in the line where the blacks were, and they had collard greens and cornbread. So I told Connie, we got to get in this line. You see how you get conditioned? Now, the morning we come in there, now people in both lines. You see, we cannot allow the world to control how we think. If you think that God has got your back, he's got it.
Amen.
If you think he
Amen.
Don't, he don't. That's how it works.
Amen.
What
Amen.
You believe in your heart is what you bring out of your mouth, and that's what you think. And that's why I'm going to teach a series on watch what you think. The Bible teaches us to change the way you think, church. Don't think that we are going into a crisis and there's no way out. There is a way out. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
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 And he will always guide and protect us.
Yes.
He'll watch over us when we don't have enough sense to watch over ourselves.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
Yes, he will.
In Matthew chapter 13, verse 20 and 21 says, the one who receives the seed that falls on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he had no root, He lasted only a short time. And when trouble and persecution came because of the word, he quickly fell away. F-A-L-L-S away. Listen closely. Don't let your seeds fall on rocky ground. You make sure you get deep in God's word. Oh, y'all, come on with me now.
Amen.
You make sure that you study to find yourself approved, a workman not ashamed, but rightfully being able to discern this gospel. And you will have peace and joy in the midst of the wilderness.
Amen.
We can't allow ourselves to be drawn in to this ungodly attitude that we see all around. Your mission, church, is to protect your heart. If you're taking notes, I'm giving you something now. Point one, protect your heart. See to it, brothers, saying the writer, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. We find that in our text in verse 12. Turning away means you willfully apostatize. You knew the truth, but you turned from it. That's apostate. You don't turn from God's word. If he said that if you see the birds, the sparrows, that he feeds them, will he not more take care of you and I? That's how you got to think. I don't look at what is in front of me. I look at the one who leads my path.
Amen.
Amen.
How do you protect your heart? You stop listening to all these dummies that tell you that the child, I tell you, you know how they do. The sunshine, no, it ain't sunshine. It's going to be cloudy in a minute. Walk away from them, church. Bible says come out from among them. You can spot them. And let me just, for another point, watch the surface people. Deaconess Freeman and I have a gift that we can spot them. Spot them quick.
Amen.
We went to eat last night, and my precious wife, she's so innocent and friendly with people and stuff. She don't see them. But Phil and I know them demons. Go to eat my son had given us a gift certificate, and I'm glad he did because that place ain't no chump change when it comes to the bill. But anyway, we up there trying to eat our little stuff and having good fellowship. It's always good fellowship. I can't wait till this whole church gets together on April the 18th.
Amen.
I mean, Sister Kenny, I hope you'll be able to be with us. We'll do what we got to do because we have some that are further south that we just. But I pray to God that we all can get together.
Amen.
It is good for God's people to be together.
Amen.
And so we always enjoy Priscilla's presence, but the devil was in that place. And so we come down the aisle, and they didn't say nothing to me because I went around them. I went two aisles over because I didn't want to hear all that surface stuff. What I mean by service? People who think they more than
Amen.
What they are because they sit up in some place where they got to pay an arm and a leg. I could have went to the fish and chip or somewhere.
Amen.
But you don't have the ambience and the fellowship. Plus, I had a $50 gift certificate.
Amen.
And I don't belong. They're going to ask Connie, do you belong to the club? Myself, you crazy club. I belong to the club. I belong to the club. It's called Jesus Club. I'm trying to eat a meal on a happy hour meal, and you showing off. You can add a glass of wine, a wine bottle. I tell myself that you spend $150 up here, you ought to belong to the club. Belong to no club. You see, you got to watch that. You got to stay away from that.
Amen.
You know what you got to do? You got to bring your lifestyle down till it falls within the confines of the scriptures. Can I get a whiff? It's got to be a simple life. No believer should be out in that fast lane.
Amen.
We ought to live a quiet and peaceful life.
Amen.
With all reverence towards God.
Yeah.
No, we got to keep up with the Joneses. Now look.
Amen.
Jones is losing his house. Jones is losing his car. Jones is losing his job. And guess what? You follow right behind him.
Amen.
And that's not to say those who lost jobs, because some people ain't did nothing to lose them.
Yeah.
But God has a purpose behind everything that the saint has to go through.
Amen.
Amen.
So you need to protect your heart. Watch what you listen at. You know, I'm trying to modify, turn that TV off, but it's hard to do it because there's never anything good on there.
Amen.
But what you can do is start modifying it. Find a channel that like Connie does, the food channel,
mm-hmm.
and sit up there and figure out how the food you're going to have to cook as time gets on. And watch your HTGV or whatever it's called. You got to sit up there flipping from one cable channel to the other. They all saying the same thing. The plane went down.
Amen. Amen.
Wake up next morning, the plane went down.
Amen.
Guard your heart and your mind that you will not sin against God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews 10:31 said it's a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Don't let this kingdom take you down. Point two, help each other. Help each other.
Amen.
That's a solemn warning. And the author promotes this encouragement. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by the sin's deceitfulness. Hebrews 3:13. You and I must make it our ambition to help one another in this church.
Amen.
Amen.
You need to be in tune to one another. I am so grateful that we have some of our members that go on a website and they answer back and forth to each other. Listen at me. You encourage this whole flock. And for those of you who don't do that, I encourage you to do it. I think I told you on Wednesday night, I was blessed by when I sent Sister Freeman a note, because she blesses us all. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Every time she prays, I'm blessed. I go back and listen to sermons, and the first thing I want to listen is that Deaconess Freeman's praying.
Amen.
Thank you. I'm going to tell you, I'm not used to somebody praying for me that way. And it brings tears to my eyes more times than it don't. Listen to me. Be humble and be grateful and be thankful that God has placed all of us together, and each
Amen.
One of us has something to contribute to the fellowship.
Yes. Amen.
Like
Amen.
Sister Freeman said, it's not her, it's God. But it does show that you care about one another.
Yes.
I was so happy when I went out to the place with Connie where we were going to all gather. And I trust and pray everybody will be happy. It's a nice looking place. My daughter and my deacon Edison is one of them, took us out there for a rest and recuperation. It actually turned out to be anything but that for me, because I need a recliner to sleep in. I can't sleep in no bed. That's the first thing I have to be. You got a big recliner up in there? I told her there's 33 million of us that got sleep acne or whatever it's called. I mean, y'all need to have some accommodation for the handicapped. And told me that we have an ottoman. I don't want no ottoman. An ottoman will move. I want someone. I throw that boy in third gear. Put that blanket on me. I'm going to get a good night's sleep. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
We got to help each other, church. And that starts with your own wife and your husband. Children, help your parents. You know how many parents that children never call them who die and they find out away in Chicago? You remember that year 600 elderly people died because nobody took the time to look in on them when it was a heat stroke. That is ungodly. You and I must always help one another. And you can't do that if you don't stay in tune with one another. Go to those emails. You got time. I sent you the daily devotion the other morning. What was it, 1:53 in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Deaconess Freeman sent out a whole series of them. I started to call up and say, you all right? One something in the morning, bam, bam, bam. I said, man, I go out there some nights you can't sleep.
Amen.
Amen.
So I encourage you that you stay in touch with one another. When one of us is down in this church, all of us are down.
Amen.
And don't be ashamed to tell the church that we need prayers.
Amen.
I was reluctant to send out when Deacon Edison lost his sister because I know he might not have had time to tell my grandkids. But other than that, as soon as I heard, there would have been a prayer alert going out. And that's why I didn't, Deacon Edison, because I didn't want to get ahead and then they see it on their, you know, on their cell phones and stuff.
Amen.
But we are obligated to one another to pray. Like Brother Lance, we are obligated to keep him in prayer. And God
Amen.
Will supply him and meet me all in needs. A
Amen.
Job is a job is a job.
Amen. Amen.
And
Amen.
The quicker we learn that, the better off we'll be. You want to do something, grow yourself a garden.
Amen.
Amen.
You'll be surprised how much less you need if we just slow it down.
Amen.
So share with each other your experiences and help one another. I told this church, and I'll tell you again, the church has a Twitter site. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's Twitter/ Word of God Church. And for those who don't know Twitter, it ain't no demon. It's a place where churches, the Obama's got one. I got him on my Twitter. And by the way, so you make no mistake about it, I went on Twitter last Tuesday with zero people. Now I got 300 and some that are following me.
Amen.
Great. Amen.
Somebody need to go figure out what that is. I'm telling you that you can use things that are God for godly purposes.
Amen.
Amen.
Help one another, church. Go online. If you don't want to call, you can tweet her and say, hope you're feeling good today. That's what I'm doing on my site, Twitter site. If you go there, you'll see I'm saying things about God. Help people. People are hurting now.
Amen.
And it starts in the household of faith. It starts with this church. Don't let a day go by that you don't pray for each member. Can I witness?
Amen.
Get a witness.
Amen.
Next point. Perseverance. We have come to share in Christ and we hold firmly until the end the confidence we had at first. That's what happened to the Israelites. When they first got out of the wilderness, underneath Pharaoh, they were happy and everything was going fine until they started running into trouble. And then they forgot who got them there in the first place.
Yes.
And we're just like they are. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen.
Persevere, church. Don't let nobody take you from your daily devotion.
Yes.
Read your Bible. Persevere in it. Don't stop reading your word.
Amen.
Amen.
In fact, we need to increase it. I was for some of y'all know that I have internet businesses. By the way, I'm getting good at it now. I'm
good.
Being blessed. I'm not
Amen.
Wasting my time now. And Connie came in the other day and told me, said, have you read your Bible? Now, I've told y'all, when somebody asks you that, that usually provokes anger. Yeah, but I humbled myself, and I got thinking, no. Yes, I had read it, but I hadn't read it enough. I gave her the right answer, but in my heart it was the wrong answer because I needed to read more, and she noticed that I was spending too much time getting excited about these tweeters. That just, it's fascinating. And she was right. And that's how you got to do it, a gentle spirit. Help one another along.
Amen.
You know if you're reading your Bible every day, and your spouse knows it, and your children know it. Children are not stupid. Perseverance is the key, church. Those are the two key points I want to make, but I want to leave you with these points. I'm going to give you six questions that you have to deal with, and all you have to do is go to the church website and download it or re-listen at it or send it to somebody. I want to keep emphasizing. We're going to still send out tapes, but tapes cost money. It's like $500 a month we're spending. When we have the church website, now it's got a counter on it. I had that put on the other day. Didn't cost us nothing. And so we can see how much our increase in people going there. Plus, I can tell how many downloads we had, how many people listen at it, how many people email people. Make it your business to go in there, use the server there to email the people. You don't email a sermon to where you wanted to go. Come on, y'all.
Okay. Amen.
We've
Amen.
Got to outreach to people. Can I get a witness? I also did something else. I put the church website is on my click-throughs. And for those who don't know that people in business click through to look at you, look at my business, I look at yours. And I said, why can't you have the church out there? You know how many people don't hear God's word every day or week? And so now it's being clicked on by people around the globe are seeing Word of God Church. And the people on the Word of God Church Twitter, it goes completely around the globe. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Now let me give you these questions that you need to ask yourself as I bring this to a close. First question, verse 16. Who were they who heard and rebelled? Answer, were they not all those that Moses led out of Egypt? And so the point is everyone who died in the desert had began in the glorious Exodus, and then they fell behind. Church, do not allow yourself to fall into that category. Question two. And verse 17 of our text. And with whom was he angry for 40 years? The answer was clear. It was not with those who sinned, those whose bodies fell in the desert. That didn't come out right. It was not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the desert. Point, the man who angered God for 40 years were those who did not believe he could provide for them. And they had left Egypt with great hope. You and I, church, must always remember we must believe that God will supply all our needs
Amen.
According to his riches and glory.
Amen.
You got the
Amen.
Message?
Amen.
Yeah.
Question three. Verse 18, and to whom did God swear that they would never enter his rest? The answer is clear. It was not to those who disobeyed. Here's the point. Here, unbelief leads to actions, as it always does. You and I must make sure that we don't allow our actions to cause us to be left in the desert. And so many of us, that happens. And that's why the Lord has led us to this. We must be careful in these times we're coming up on. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Have we experienced spiritual exodus, church? Do we claim Christ as our true Passover? Do we claim baptism in Christ?
Yes.
Do we claim spiritual feed on him by faith? These questions are awesome for us to consider that as we go through our day. Do we have God at the center of our life? Is he our Alpha and our Omega? Is he our beginning and end? That concept is not weird. If you keep your mind on him all day long, you will have perfect peace.
Amen.
Amen.
I leave you with these words from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 through 6. For I do not want you to be ignorant of this fact, brothers, that our forefathers were all under the cloud. And by the way, that cloud was when they moved out from Egypt God put a cloud in to protect them. And they were under the cloud, and they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And they all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanies him. And that rock was Christ. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered over the desert. And these things occurred as an example to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. And so I leave you with those words from the Holy Writ. Don't set your hearts on evil things. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus and let not your hearts be hardened. Amen. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Deacon Edison.
Church,
amen.
Amen. Amen.
We want to thank everybody for our prayers. Still want to thank you for the card. And the prayers are always needed. You know, a lot of times we don't say things. But the fact of the matter is, God is always a good God.
Amen.
And I thank him for allowing y'all to be as sweet as your word to us.
Amen.
I just like to say, today's ministry is nothing like it was the day of yesterday.
Amen.
There are people hurting out there.
Amen.
See it on a day-to-day basis. We sit here in a comfortable house. Our place of worship. But the church is truly within ourselves.
Amen.
Amen.
And everything that we do and say reflects and shows to others. A lot of times we can't see that. And we seem blind. But God has the answer at all times. We have to always speak and ask him to show us what to say. And to leave oneself alone and allow him to be.
Well,
and we thank him for that.
Thank you, Lord.
All you have to do is ask.
Yes. Amen.
Let us pray. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you, for all we've heard and all we've seen this day. We thank you for the saints that are gathered around this this church. We ask that you bless them, that you keep them, that you guide them, and that you direct their path. We pray now, Lord God, that you bless the bread and the wine as we proceed to do what you commanded us to do. As often as we do this in remembrance of you. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Let the church say in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.